Hello there! Happy New Year, everyone! Encounter Jesus Ministries International Global Family and Partners. We wish you a very happy 2023. God has indeed been faithful to us. And we want to thank you also for your partnership, for your support. All that we have seen God do in 2022, we would not have been able to do it without the help of God and without your support. Thank you very much once again. And we are sure that the year 2023 has so much more of God's mercies coming our way. God's servant has a word for you for the year 2023. Hello, sir. You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
So we know people are eager to hear what God has to say for the year.
Yeah, we give God praise for a wonderful year 2022. We thank God for the achievements by the Spirit and by the grace. We had a remarkable year in 2022. As touching the records we have concerning souls won from the month of May, we recorded over 80,000 souls won. And we've had so many souls won even before the month of May. And so many other beautiful things, from miracles of healings, miracles of transformations. And of course, there are many things the Lord told us and we achieved, which I wouldn't want to bore you with. However, we are mindful that there is so much more ground to cover. And this is why we had to wait upon the Lord to receive a specific word for 2023, as that positions us more strategically as we go forward. We're also mindful of the fact that as God has programs and agenda, the devil also has his own programs. Paul speaking, he said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. And so every time we come to an end of a cycle, transiting into another one, demonic programs, patterns are also activated to cut off humankind from the agenda of God for a generation. And so the word of the Lord is necessary because it becomes like the Ark of Noah, the conveyor that makes for exemption and makes for preservation. The truth is, the word is not going to have the peace everyone is expecting. In fact, the message of peace is the deception of the Antichrist. But we know that in the midst of the chaos and turbulence, there is an exemption program of the Lord and preservation program for his children. And this exemption and preservation program is what the word of God encapsulates. And so when you get the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord becomes that weapon that you run with, even as your success and safety is guaranteed in the middle or in the midst of a chaotic world. But before I go into that word specifically for someone who is waiting and who is eager to receive in the spirit of faith, let me just highlight a few strategies and a few things that will happen as we get into 2023, just to give somebody a prophetic direction and to prepare that person to receive this word and run with it. While I was waiting on the Lord, a few things were indicated in my spirit as the plans that the devil has in place. And there are a few other things that the Lord was showing me that he will begin to do. Because the Bible says all things work together for good. And so every time darkness comes, light of necessity must follow. Jesus speaking, he said, the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal and to destroy. He said, but I am come. And so even as the devil plans, we know there is a greater plan that God has in place. But for someone not to get into 2023 confused or deceived or manipulated, it's important to know what is going to happen in 2023. And so I just give you a few things. I'll be dealing with it in much details as we resume on the 8th of January. And so let me just highlight a few things. The Lord told me six major things that will happen in 2023. Number one, he said there will be a very strong promotion and mobilization of every operation on the face of the earth that has to do with perversion. The spirit of perversion will be on the center stage. And so a lot of investment will go in the direction of sponsoring everything that has to do with perversion. And he said that's not just the case, because that's already going on. However, he said there will be a very strong opposition and persecution of any voice that rises to negate the operation of perversion. And so before now, you had the liberty to speak against perversion. As we get into 2023, if you attempt to stand against perversion, you'll be met with very strict opposition that can even go to the point of persecution, mutilation, or outright destruction to any voice or any system or anyone that rises up against perversion. So we'll watch out for the spirit of perversion in 2023. On that note also, everyone should be careful with the internet space, because that's the channel through which the devil will use to infiltrate the souls of men, even as the demonic energy of perversion infiltrates the territory. The second thing the Lord told me is that the Church of Christ will be faced with a lot of persecution also in 2023. We know that Christians have suffered persecution all around the world, but as we get into 2023, it's going to be like a war between the church and the world system. In fact, the dividing lines will become clearer. And so this is a time for people to grow their faith and also to function with discernment, since the battle is becoming fierce. In fact, the Lord told me we have come to the beginning of the end. The dragon is coming. And these are some of the things the dragon will sponsor and advocate for. And so you can't afford to do church just like a secular organization. You've seen a lot of infiltration in recent times, trying to water down the consecration of the church and to weaken the discernment of the church. All of that is designed to make us helpless and defenseless in the day of trouble. And 2023 is that year where the church will begin to face oppositions it has never seen before. And so we've got to rise up in faith, rise up in discernment, even as we engage 2023, both at individual level and at corporate level. Number three, the Lord told me 2023 will be a year of great famine. A lot of persons will feel, oh, this is when economies will be reset, because many nations, leaders of the world are coming with a lot of promises. That's deception. You would enter into the year and it will look as if, wow, things will become rosy. At last, all we are hoping for is about to happen. The economy are not about to improve. The economies of the world are not about to improve. Please don't be deceived. This is a strategy of the devil to make people lose their guard. I want to advise every Christian listening to me, 2023 is that year where you want to be careful with how you spend your money. 2023 is that year where you want to be careful to invest, and not just invest carelessly, but invest in fixed assets, things that improve even in the face of inflation. 2023 is also that year where you want to engage in covenant practices. Make sure you give yourself to the ministry of the blood. The blood is what makes for exemption. And you also want to be careful to take covenant practices around finances seriously, because the Bible said, give a portion to seven, give a portion to eight. You know not the evil that will come upon the earth. There's a demonic famine that will come upon the earth. And we need a lot of spiritual strategies to give us the necessary insurance. Don't be deceived when you get into the year and it looks rosy. No, there is something coming, and we have to be prepared for it. Number four, the Lord also put it in my heart that 2023 will be a year of great deception. And there are three major kinds of deception we'll see in 2023. The first is what I already highlighted. Some will think the economy is about to reset. All of that is just a deception of the world order to make you feel things are about to change. In fact, you will notice something that appears like a momentary change in economic setting. But all of that is just a mirage. So that is a great deception. There is a great famine coming. Number two, you find leaders and individuals coming with great promises and intellectualism, trying to address the issues of the world. They can't do it. Even they are not aware of what they are up against. These things are manipulated by spirits. And so we have to become strong in the area of priesthood, trusting God for that exemption plan, just like it was in the days of Noah. Every time you find any leader or any system or any organization come up appearing and sounding as though they have a solution to the world system, just know that is the deception that is coming in 2023, because there is a prince called the Prince of Deception that will be released into the earth realm in 2023. Just the way a prince of famine will be released, a prince of deception will also be released. So the last major deception we'll find in 2023 is the fact that people will be made to feel that the next big thing happening in the world is advancement in technology, the internet, the virtual world, and many persons will rush into it. Yes, there is a benefit. There are good things on the internet. I'm communicating with you now via the internet. And so we are not saying the internet is outrightly evil. However, it's important for you to know that for every evil, there is a good. It's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so we have to be careful to know what the good is and what the evil is, because the internet is not just advancement in civilization or a product of human ingenuity. The internet is the platform for the warfare of the last days. And this is why we have to approach the internet with a lot of discernment, because that will take the center stage. If you are not discerning to approach the internet with that mindset of the kingdom, the internet will become the reason why you lose your consecration. The internet will become the reason why you would compromise. And the internet will become a god to you outrightly. Let me give you a few things that are already in progress around the world and around technology. As I speak to you now, they are trying to manipulate human DNA. And they are not just doing it with adults anymore. they are beginning to experiment on fetus, embryos that just mature to fetus, and they are using these things to test run so they can enhance genetic modification and genetic engineering. When such children are born, they have the ability to understand any language and to speak any language fluently the moment they start talking. They make these things look as though it is advancement in technology, it heightens human intelligence. They even talk about things like anti-aging. All of these things appear beautiful. We won't fight them outrightly, but we know that the goal is to mutilate the soul. When the soul is mutilated, God becomes exonerated from human civilization. And when that happens, the worship and the memory of God will be lost, and our world will become desolate and without God. That will make the world only good for one thing, which is destruction. This is what happened in the book of Genesis chapter 6. The Bible said the thoughts and the imaginations in the heart of man is continually evil. And so when the souls of men are mutilated through advancement in internet, advancement in technology, from distraction to corruption to outright wickedness and to outright mutilation, and God no longer has a place in the souls of men, then the world becomes good for destruction. And these programs are taking full expression from the year 2023. So these are five major things the devil is bringing into the year 2023. And it's very important for us to understand that these things must happen. As such, we must build our faith, we must engage in covenant practice, we must build discernment, we must enhance unity and fellowship, especially for the fact that the church will be fought. This is not the time to pitch your tent against your brother. Our unity is very vital as we get into 2023. And finally, 2023 will be the year of test. It will be the year of trials. And so the faith of people will be tried. The genuineness of people will be tried. Nothing fake will go through 2023 successfully. The trials people will go through, the persecution, everything will be a test to verify the originality and the genuineness of people. So please know this. There will be great trials in 2023. It's like the summary is just like the book of Psalms 23. You are in the midst of a green pasture. You go through the valley of the shadow of death. You come back to your cup running over. So there will be ups and there will be downs. Whatever trial that comes to you, don't disconnect from God. Let it not affect your allegiance and absolute commitment to God. It's an attempt to disconnect you from your source, and you become a cheap prey. Now, having stated these five major things, programs that the devil is bringing, how does God turn it out for good? Towards the end of 2023, the Lord told me, inheritances will be apportioned to people. God was speaking to me and he told me, there is a great promotion that will come, spiritual promotion that will come to people in 2023, and men will be permitted to inherit divine realities and divine values and divine assets. Men will have the right and the privilege and the opportunity of inheriting divine assets. And I asked the Lord, what are these things that men will inherit? And God told me, it's far from the things I was thinking. It's not about lands, it's not about cars, it's not about opportunities in the natural. All of these things can happen, but what God will be majorly distributing to his sons in 2023 and going forward, he said, number one is secret knowledge, or what you call mysteries that command authority. And so there are strange dimensions of spiritual knowledge that will be made available for 2023. However, you don't access them by studying. You access them by passing trials and tests, because there will be lots of trials in 2023, ranging from deception, ranging from opportunities to compromise, ranging from attacks and oppressions, all kinds of intimidation. Whatever trial it is that comes to you, just know that it's an opportunity to come into a knowledge that confers authority. Number two, God said he's going to release glory. Remember, the Bible said our sojourn is from glory to glory. And so men will come to higher layer of glory in 2023 because realms of glory will open to people. Number three, God told me gates, dimensions, and realms. Because God began to teach me and he made me to understand that spiritual gates are manned by men and angels. And so what God does is to give people the honor to align with angelic beings to mount those gates. And so when you find things come into the earth realm, it's because gatekeepers allow them. Not everybody hears things when they appear on news headlines. There are those who are gatekeepers who know when they transmitted those realities from the spirit realm to the earth realm. And so God told me gates will be allocated to men. He told me dimensions will be allocated to men. And so many persons will come into higher operations of spiritual realities, from ranging from wisdom to favor to miraculous powers. All of these things are dimensions, and God will bring men into it. If you enter into a strange dimension of favor, for example, things begin to happen around you that you don't even work for. If you enter into dimensions of wisdom, certain kinds of operations become possible with you. You just see people inventing things. All of these things are dimensions. They are locked up in the spirit realm. And God said in 2023, He will allow the body of Christ to begin to have access into gates, into dimensions. He will give it to them as inheritances. And number four, God told me, eras will be allocated to men. If you study the scripture, you are going to observe that the era of the promise was allocated to Abraham. The era of the prophets was allocated to Elijah. The era of the law was allocated to Moses. Now, in the case of Abraham and Moses, they were patriarchs. They ordered those eras. So it looks as though because they pioneered it, they possessed it. But that's not always the case, because Elijah did not pioneer the prophetic. However, because it was wielded to him on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was the one who represented the prophets. And so there are many eras that will be allocated to people. If you look at of John, that means that era was wielded to John. And so the fourth thing God said he will be allocating to believers from 2023 is eras. And then finally, he said he will grant crowns and thrones. This reveals to us that God is bringing us into levels of authority that is deeper than just having revelation in scripture. And that is so because we've come to the end of the age. And so there are certain kinds of authority that if we don't have, we will not have the advantage in contention and in battle. And secondly, because God says He's allocating eras, He's allocating crowns and thrones, He also makes us to understand that some of the patriarchs are about to go home. Because when a man comes to a point where he's supposed to receive a crown and a throne, it means his journey has come to an end. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. There remaineth a crown for me. And so from 2023 into 2024, another exodus of patriarchs will begin. They'll begin to leave the atrium. And because they are leaving the atrium, vacancies will start being created on cadres of authority in the spirit. And so men will begin to promote into those era. And so whatever it is the devil is doing in 2023, ranging from persecution of the church, sponsorship of perversion, trials, tribulations and tests, and then deception, don't be distracted. It is because at the end of the year, we'll begin to step into authority levels. This is what the Lord put in my spirit for 2023. And I said this to prepare you strategically. Please don't be swayed by the deception. Yes, we'll notice some fluctuation in economy in the positive direction, but it doesn't mean the economy is about to change. The economy will not improve. What God made available for Christians is preservation and exemption. You may notice leaders rise up promising heaven and earth. They don't have the capacity to do it. Yes, they may try their best, set up one or two things. The world will continue to plunge in darkness. If you hear men promise you peace, it's impossible. What we have is preservation and exemption. The message of peace is the message of the Antichrist. That is what he will use to deceive the world. And he will tell the world he will create a system of economy, create a system of governance that will bring peace. It's deception. After the first 3.5 years, when the Daniel week begins, the second 3.5 years, persecution will begin. So please don't be deceived. We are not pessimistic, but we know the agenda of the devil. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. And so stay focused, doggedly connected to God, even as you get into 2023. Now, what is the message of the Lord for us as Encounter Jesus Ministries? Because there are many tribes in the body of Christ, and there are many specific allocations that God has for them. For us as a people, the Lord has graciously told me that 2023 for us is the year of establishment.
Hallelujah.
It's a year of establishment. Amen. And so next year, we are assured and persuaded by the Spirit that the Lord is going to be establishing us. And I don't just want to receive that word like that. So I started probing with the Holy Spirit. What do you mean by establishment? Because when the Spirit is speaking, allow Him to explain to you. Else you will miss out on a lot of things. The wisdom of God is ancient. And so God told me establishment has many fronts. But I was permitted to receive two of them. And the first thing God told me was establishment is consolidation. And He said consolidation is number one. The things that we are already doing, He's going to begin to perfect them. Number two, He said the promises and the prophecies that went before us, He said they will begin to find expression. And then number three, He said He will begin to give us specific inheritances in the body of Christ. And so we'll have our place in the body of Christ, and we'll begin to minister to the body of Christ and to the world as a ministry. Number two, he said establishment is advancement into new frontiers, advancement into new dimensions. And I was thinking about it while he was talking, and a picture appeared in my spirit. When you are building a house, the moment the foundation is finished, you go to another layer, the wall. The moment the wall is finished, you go to the roofing. And so while you are perfecting on one level, another era opens. And so he said, we are going to be taken into new dimensions. And he said, this dimension implies few things. Number one, he said, we'll come into new encounters. Because it takes new encounters to go forward. And so for us in 2023, we are going to be having diverse encounters. Number two, he said, we are going to come into new realms of light. Greater light will be given to us. You need light to be able to make impact. You need light to be established. You need light to take new territories and new dimensions. And so new and greater light will come to us. Number three, he said, we are going to stretch forth to take new territories and new frontiers. And so I know there'll be great expansion for us. Most of you who are doing businesses, you'll start opening many outlets of your business. You'll start expanding because the grace for expansion has been released upon you. And those of you who are in ministry, ministry will start spreading. You will do what you were doing before with greater ease, but over and above that, you will begin to spread your tentacles on every side, because God wants us to fill the earth with his glory, even as the waters cover the sea. Those of you who are just managing in one corner, doing one little thing, suddenly a grace will come upon you, and what you are doing will just take a global shape, because 2023 is the year of establishment for us. And so we are going to be consolidated, and we are going to be shifted into new dimensions. However, for this to happen, God also told me, he said, tell my people to take their consecration serious. Because when God is shifting you to new levels, there are new laws, there are new requirements. He says, so take your consecration very seriously. And there are five things God spoke to me about consecration. Let me read it quickly because of our time. Number one, God said to me concerning our consecration, stay within the limit of my voice and my presence. And so consecration is not just about the religiosity of the activity. Whatever it is you are doing, make sure it keeps you around God's voice and God's presence. And so I advise you, if it is worship that gets you into God's presence and keeps God's voice, make worship a part of your life. Have a daily program of worship, weekly program of worship, monthly program of worship, quarterly program of worship. If it is prayer, make prayer a part of your life, daily, weekly, and monthly. Because God said to make his voice and his presence an ambience where you live. Number two, God said, block every noise of distraction, especially from the world. The Bible says, love not the world. So God is still saying that to us. Distractions will take us out of God's presence and invariably out of God's ordination for us, and we will not be established. Number three, he said, put self in check. God is the only one that will be glorified. Because when God is lifting you, if you allow self, you are in trouble. The Bible speaking concerning God's interaction with Saul, he said, when you were small in your own eyes, have I not made you king? And so if self comes in and self is enthroned instead of God, there will be problem. Number four, God says to me, imbibe personal discipline. I was so amazed. I said, Lord, you are providing grace. Grace does not take away the place of discipline. Many persons fail because of a lack of discipline.
Yes.
What they ought to do, they don't do it. And I realized there are two major things that characterize discipline. Number one is allowance of distraction that takes you off what you ought to do. And number two is procrastination. When you delay what you should do now for tomorrow, it takes the place of tomorrow's responsibility. And obviously, and most of the times, people never get to do what they procrastinate on. And so in order to avoid procrastination, I wrote three things here. Number one, I said, don't cleave to your comfort zone. Staying in your comfort zone is the reason why you will never accomplish God's ordination for your life. And so mark every comfort zone you have and declare it your enemy for 2023. Number two, I said, stop choosing the path of least resistance. Choose the path of your destiny. Because sometimes you will find stiff resistance as you journey through destiny. So if you choose the path of least resistance, sometimes you will dodge from your destiny and never actualize it. Paul said, I've learned how to abound and to abase. Abasement is not what anybody wants to choose. But if your destiny is routed through it, you will go through it.
Oh, yes.
Finally, I say, don't sustain the I can't do it mentality. 2023 is not that year where you say I can't do it. You can do it through God who strengthens you. And so 2023 for us is the year of establishment. I'm excited in my spirit because I know if God says it, then God will do it. And when we get to the end of the year, by the mercies of God, will be fulfilled. And this is the heritage of God for every member of Encounter Jesus Ministry globally. It is your year of establishment. Everything you started doing by God last year will be consolidated this year. Every promise of God for your life will be established this year. Every prophecy that you've received will be established this year. It doesn't matter for how long it has been. It would have been for 10 years, for 7 years. This is the year of his accomplishment by the Spirit of the living God. And over and above that, God is expanding you and taking you into new dimensions. And so you are going to have new encounters this year. You are going to come into greater light this year. And you are going to expand your tentacles. The Bible says to stretch forth your the boundary of your habitation. This is that year where you enjoy expansion. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And I declare that grace upon you now in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank
You've
you so
it.
Much.
You've heard it. That's the summary of everything. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. God bless you very much for listening. Apostle, do you have any parting words for the people?
Yes, it's simple. It's just to show my gratitude. I've enjoyed so much support, so much gratitude, so much honor, so much favor from people all around the world. I can't quantify my gratitude as a person, and I'm sure we can't quantify our gratitude for our partners all around the world.
Yes.
Thank you for your generous giving. For our leaders and members of the ministry, thank you for your dogged loyalty. It would not have been possible without you. From the depth of my heart and from my family and from the ministry in its entirety, I say God bless you richly and have a most wonderful 2023. I believe you'll be fulfilled at the end of the year. God bless you.
God bless you.